Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studio is Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I love the snow. I'm so happy to be here. I love this time of year. I like the winter.
You know, winter is great. And I think the snow is so beautiful. And we have a lot coming our way.
Yeah, there's already some up there. And you know, that's what I want to talk about today is just be careful in the backcountry with old snow and new snow. And they're saying feet of snow this week in the mountains is coming. Just be careful. That makes for high avalanche danger. And also what you see in town isn't what's up there. Even you get as high as Kenilworth. Go to Kenilworth or Airport Mesa. There's more snow there than there is down here. So when you get up in those areas, just be ready. Be prepared.
Right. Oh, I completely agree. And it's crazy because you don't think of those areas as that much higher in altitude, but they really are.
It makes a difference.
And it's a whole new climate. Just that little bit of elevation change, it really is crazy. So you definitely have to be careful. And, you know, I know it's happening all over the place because my son asked me again this morning, Mom, when I get out of school, can we go sledding? Mm-hmm. Which means we're going to have to do a little bit of hiking, a little bit of climbing up some hills. Depending on where you go, if you go up into the mountains, you really have to be careful.
You need to be careful. And, you know, if you look at something and think that might not be a good idea, just don't do it. Because every time in my life that I've ever had that thought, it's always been a bad idea.
It didn't end well.
Yeah, it always ended with me stuck and walking out. And the other thing is, don't rely on technology. Make sure somebody knows where you are, exactly where you are. Because you may get in an area where you don't have cell service or your phone could be cold and frozen and not work. Or there are things that happen to cell phones. And you know, we rely on the ability to ping a lot, but there's times that that's off. Just depends right on what tower it bounced off of.
Exactly. So. And you know, Sheriff, when it comes to snowing here in our town, be prepared to be late. Last night, it took me an extra 20 minutes to get home than it normally would have. 20 minutes, that's a big chunk of time.
Yeah.
And it's because I was going 20 miles an hour the whole entire way. We only have so many snowplows in this community. It's not like we've got 100 out doing a single road at a time. We have a couple, and they're doing their best to keep these roads in driving condition. So if you're on a road that has not been plowed yet, take your time.
Take your time. And that brings up a good point. Help them help you. Make sure you have your vehicles off the street. You know, don't park on the street where the snowplows can come through and plow your street nice and clean. So make sure you do that on when you know it's going to snow. Get your vehicles off the street. If not, they'll call us, and we'll have to come up and ask you to move your vehicles.
Or so, you can tow it.
Yeah, or we'll move it if we have to.
You'll move it for them.
So, yeah. So and it's an ordinance. It's a county ordinance. I'm sure every city has the same ordinance. You're not allowed to be out on the streets parked during inclement weather. So, but help them out.
Exactly. And another little tidbit, and I think that this is so important. When you're out shoveling your driveway, shoveling your sidewalks in front of your home, be cautious and try to help out the mail carriers by shoveling around your mailbox.
Yep.
And the fire hydrants. Don't box those in.
Yeah, fire hydrants need to be open. That is crucial. You don't want firemen wasting valuable minutes trying to find that hydrant when it should, you can shovel it out. Shovel it out, make sure. I think you're supposed to. I think it's the law.
So. You are. And, you know, I remember a couple of winters ago when the snow was crazy high, we actually got notices from the post office asking us to ask listeners to help them and kind of dig out around their mailbox. Make it a little easier for them.
Yeah, give them a break. We're all waiting for things and they're hurrying as fast as they can. That just takes more time.
Yeah.
When that happens like that. So it's just that time of year. And then, you know, inevitably when the storm breaks and it stops snowing, then we're going to get that extreme cold. It's January. You're going to see the real cold. It's that time that you start thinking about your pets. Make sure you bring your pets in or they have a source of heat. They have fresh water all day long and all night long. They need lots of water this time of year. You actually dehydrate very quickly in the wintertime.
Right. And even when you fill it up an hour later, it could be frozen solid.
Yep.
Be ready to go and do it again.
Yeah, all the challenges of wintertime. But it's a great time of year, and it's a nice change of pace. Just be a little smarter. You know, you don't want to be stranded outside.
No, you definitely don't. So for additional tips, for more information on this Castle Country Focus, you can head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.